Neon Lights and Tears, written by Sunsets Over LA and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship John Antilles / Fox. The blinding lights of Coruscant reflect in the puddles of rain collected on the walking platforms. It's late, the artificial night having taken over the city hours ago, but it's easy to forget with the vast amount of people still fussing about. In the sea of people, it's easy to lose unwanted eyes. The commander is good, as he was trained to be, but John watches from miles overhead, focused on his single target. The Chancellor was dead and wouldn't be found for hours. And by the time he was found, both the assassin and the guard assigned to the planet would be long gone. The war will come to a halt, a power vacuum will emerge and quickly be put out by other forces, and John will finally be able to leave this planet. The suffering he was sent to end will lift, and he can show the commander the stars proper instead of these blinding neon lights. But all of that is for later. Right now, the commander sees himself as a threat to the very safety he was sent to protect, a threat to those he swore to keep safe. The things that can run through a person's mind after losing themselves in such a violent way, well, it could drive a person mad. The commander goes down another level, and John stands from his perch, dropping down the miles of stories to land on the platform, melting into the crowd. He's curious of what the commander is planning, because he must be planning something. If he were intending just to run, he would be heading off the planet, not lower. It doesn't matter, in the end. There is nowhere he can go that John won't be able to find him. The trail of red that lingers behind him pulses, neon bright and alluring. John twists, hauling himself up and over the platform's railing, continuing to fall deeper into the metal jungle that grates along his nerves and senses. The faster he finds the commander, the sooner they can leave. The commander's trail may be red like his paint, but his eyes burn gold. Unfamiliar power thrums underneath his skin, hungry and demanding. John should fear him, fear what he can become. But he doesn't. He can't. Because he looks at the commander and sees only fear. The hand holding the commander's blaster shakes. I didn't. You did. The commander flinches. A drop of liquid rolls down his cheek, golden. I can teach you to control it. And he will. He will, because he knows all the commander wants is to protect those he cares for. The need to protect is etched into his blood, the thread that holds his bones together. It's more than just a want, or a need, or a wish. It's the very fabric of his being, as if he is nothing without those to protect. John understands, perhaps better than anyone else can. He holds out his hand. I can show you how to protect them. Fox sags into his hold, like a puppet finally freed from his strings, and John leads him back the way they came, towards the burning lights and their people awaiting their return. The end.